Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Edie Summers, and we have a really amazing interview and show today. I hesitate to use the word show, but this is a Blog Talk Radio, and I am very grateful and excited and I feel very honored and blessed to welcome as my guest today, best-selling author Heather Ash Amora. And we're going to be talking about how you, as a woman, can become truly empowered. I feel like the time is really ripe for this. And so please feel free to call into the studio if you would like. The number is 619-393-2911. You can speak directly with Heather Ash, which is a pretty amazing opportunity. It is no secret that women today are juggling a lot. We now make up more than half the workforce in the United States and are busier than ever with partners, children, family, and friends, often putting the needs of others ahead of our own. And if we feel overwhelmed by it or fall short of perfection, many of us have learned to be our own worst critic rather than our own best friend. In Warrior Goddess Training, best-selling author Heather Ash Amora provides the antidote to the flawed idea that you are not enough. Heather Ash Amora is the founder of TOSI, the Toltec Center of Creative Intent, based in Austin, Texas, which fosters local and global community that support authenticity, awareness, and awakening. She is dedicated to inspiring depth, creativity, and joy by sharing the most potent tools from a variety of world traditions. Heather Ash studied and taught extensively with Don Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements, and continues to teach with the Ruiz family. She brings this open-hearted, inclusive worldview to her writings and teachings, which are a rich blend of Toltec wisdom, European shamanism, Buddhism, and Native American ceremony. She is the author of Warrior Goddess Training and the Toltec Path of Transformation and No Mistakes, How You Can Change Adversity into Abundance. So I'm going to welcome Heather Ash into the studio right now. Heather Ash, hi, welcome. Thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much, Edie, for having me. I'm excited to be on the show.
Well, I'm excited to have you here, and thank you so much for being here today. It's a real honor for me, and I feel like there's so much that we can talk about. I would love to start at a point of where it feels really relevant, I think, for me, and I'm sure a lot of other women. I'm actually here on your website, heatherashamora.com, and you have a post here talking about warrior goddess training from head to toes. And if it's okay with you, I just wanted to read the very beginning of this blog, or maybe just a couple paragraphs here. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So this is what it says. I love sassy, free, vibrant women. Women who know what they want. Women who are willing to be vulnerable. Women who love themselves as they are with no apologies. Women who honor, respect, support, and cherish themselves. Women who can look you in the eye and apologize when they've made a mistake. Women who shine their unique light into the world. Women who aren't afraid to be exactly who they are meant to be. And I'm going to read just the next paragraph here. It saddens me that it is rare to find a woman who passionately loves herself. Couldn't agree with that more. It saddens me how we so often hate our bodies, how we disrespect ourselves by putting everyone else before and above us, and how we constantly compare ourselves to others or to an idealized image of who we think we should be. It saddens me that so many of us say we are sorry when someone steps on our toe and get habituated to apologizing for our very existence. These two paragraphs really struck a really deep chord with me. And I was wondering if you could expand on this whole idea of apologizing. First, how we do apologize for our very existence so often, but yet what the reverse of that is how we can actually be warrior goddesses and step into our power. And what does that really look like when a woman is not afraid to be exactly who she is? What does that look like and feel like?
Great question. Well, for me, it is right. It's time for us as women to step back into our power. And, you know, we've been so blessed that we have a lot of external freedoms. We have the freedom to vote, to choose who we want to mate with. We have freedom around career. But for many of us, we're still not free inside. We're still chained to an idea of who we should be. And what I see is that many of us have this, I think about it as like a second self, the second aspect standing next to us. And it's the person we think we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't live actually in our own bodies, in our own experience. We're constantly looking outside of ourselves to compare ourselves to who we think we're supposed to be, who we wish we were, who we were in the past, rather than just really deeply loving ourselves, who we are, and our expression in the world. And so that's my passion right now, is to create an inner revolution so that women can come back to find what's their authenticity and what is our freedom inside. How do we get free on the inside so that we're happy, that we're in service without caretaking, and so we know how to say yes fully and we know how to say no fully, and that we don't have to apologize because we're holding I should be someone else.
And Heather Ash, I find this so relevant, and it's something that I think about a lot. And I know that other women think about this too. And then I think the question that always comes up for me is, how do I do this? Is this what your book is all about, is how to do it? Or is it, I'm curious because I feel like this is where I get stuck, I feel like I'm always, sometimes I feel like sometimes I do step into my power, but then I find myself stepping back out. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I wrote a whole book just on that. So my first book is called The Toltec Path of Transformation. And I wrote that book because I got really curious. Why is it that I see so many people, including myself, like make a big change and then step back out of it again?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to create lasting change. And so both of my books, and especially Warrior Goddess Training, are really, really practical. I am not one about theory. I am definitely one about how do we take wisdom and bring it into our lives so that we're integrated and we're really living a new way. And the truth is it takes time. It takes perseverance. But there are really specific tools that we can start bringing into our life to help create that transformation so that we become more aware of the places where we're apologizing for ourselves or diminishing ourselves or giving our power away or comparing ourselves. So that's one of the first steps, is just the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And once we have the awareness, then to begin to take new action, make new steps.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple tools in the book that I'll just talk about briefly because they're so powerful. And one is called recapitulation. It's a pretty simple Toltec technique that's about gathering energy from your past. And one of the things that why recapitulation is profound is it helps teach us how to move from how most women have been habituated to lose energy. like out of fear, out of not enoughness, out of feeling not worthy. We have a tendency to lose energy if something happens. And we lose energy when we go into fear. Anytime we go into fear. And so when we really learn to rewire ourselves, we stop losing energy and start mindfully going back into our past and gathering up any place that we've lost our life force. Places that we went against ourselves, places where we acted out of fear, places where we took on other people's beliefs or agreements. And so we start learning how to be in our being in a really different way. And so the moment, like now, as I move through the world, I'm very aware of my own energy. And if I notice that I'm getting depleted or I feel I'm losing my creativity or my enthusiasm, I'm like, huh, what's going on? And I can really, usually fairly quickly track what happened. So I can give a great example of that if you want.
That's great. That would be great.
This was a little bit ago. It's such a perfect example. I was at a bookstore, one of my favorite places on the planet. I was really happy, and I was looking at all these books. And 5 minutes later, I walked out of the bookstore. I sat in my car, and I realized I was really depressed and low energy. And I went, well, wait a minute. What happened? And I walked myself back through. Where did I feel happy? What happened? And what I saw by looking back was that I'd been standing in front of the bookshelves, and my mind, I didn't catch it at the time, I only caught it later, but what my mind was saying was, oh my God, look at all these books, everything's already been written, there's no way you're going to write a book that anybody's interested in, they've all been written, just give up your dream.
Wow.
Which is obviously before I wrote my books, yeah. And if I hadn't caught that, I may have never written a book. Because that judgmental, you can't do it voice. But happily, I was able to go back and go, oh, right, that isn't true. I don't want to put my energy towards that. And I consciously said, yes, I will write a book, and there's plenty of space for me, and reset it. So there's stories that we tell ourselves, and this is one of the main parts of Warrior Goddess training, is training ourselves to look at what are the old stories that don't serve us any longer, and then how to rewrite them with love.
I love that. How to rewrite them with love. And Heather Ash, is it necessary to go into your past in order to rewrite your story? I mean, I know that you work with shamanism. I've done some work with shamanism as well, and I find it really powerful. And I'm also curious. I'd also love to know exactly what Toltec wisdom is. I think for myself, and I'm sure a lot of other people would love to know what it is. But I'm curious. Do you find it necessary to go into your past to rewrite your story, or is it something that you can do? I mean, obviously, we're always living in the present moment, and I don't want to over-intellectualize this. I want to make it accessible for people, but I'm also wondering where exactly does our power lie? I mean, it clearly lies in the present moment, but is it necessary to revisit our past, especially if we're talking about shamanism?
It's not necessary. It can be helpful. But it's true, it's not necessary. What's important is that we're paying attention to what we're doing with our awareness, attention, and energy in the present. And often where we live, like we might physically be in the present, but our thoughts go into the past or go into the future.
Yes, that's so true.
We can just, hook our attention to here. What I say is if you can bring 100% of your attention here in this moment, there's nothing else to do but enjoy it.
I love that.
Right? Then you would just enjoy it. Most of us don't have that capacity to show up 100%. So if we can't, then we can go, okay, well, where am I showing up? And is that really where I want to be putting my attention? So my support for everyone is that to come into the present and then just to be mindful of where the place is, what's arising in the present moment. And if you can start changing your story in the present moment, then you're good to go. And if you find things are... Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, go ahead.
Just that if you find things are enduring, that you can't quite, you keep finding the same thing cycling, even though you keep shifting it in the present, then you might want to go into the past.
Then you have to go. Then you might want to consider going into the past is it literally rewriting your story? I love how you say rewriting your story with love. Is that specific to women?
Yes.
It is. Hmm.
It's so important for everyone. And I think it's especially important for women because usually our self-esteem is so low. And we think we're always doing it wrong. And what I've found is when we try and make changes out of frustration or I don't like who I am, I have to change, or I'll only be lovable if I change, then we're coming from an attitude that's not a healing attitude. We're coming from more of a punishment, I'm not good enough attitude. And when we can hold ourselves in a new way, there's a chapter in the book about holding yourself in a new container, and that container is with compassion and love. When we can hold ourselves in a new way, then we recognize every agreement and belief we've had served us in some way at some time. Even if in the present we realize, oh, this isn't so great. We chose to do it for some reason. Bring that self-love and self-compassion, or at least awareness. We can't quite get to self-love yet. That comes. Just awareness and compassion for what we've been through and why we've acted the way that we have, then it's usually much easier to make changes in the present.
I see.
And to
that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think that women especially are so hard on themselves. I think it's almost we're so habituated to it, we don't even notice it. And, of course, that's going to eat away at our self-esteem. It's just so ingrained in our culture. And I go back to your definition of what to me sounds like an empowered woman, a sassy, free, vibrant woman, a woman who knows what she wants, a woman who's willing to be vulnerable. I find a lot of fear myself around this, around feeling vulnerable. I used to think of it as that I was showing weakness. And isn't it true, though, that for women it's the opposite, that that is where your power lies? I mean, that and also living from a place of, coming from a place of love?
Yeah, absolutely. And vulnerability does not mean weakness. It really means strength, the way we're talking about it. So vulnerability is our willingness to be honest with ourselves and to be honest with others. And it doesn't mean you have to go out and go, this is who I am to everybody in the world. But the one closest to you, where vulnerability happens, is to the people closest to you when there's parts you want to hide of yourself or you don't think that you're good enough. The vulnerability is the bringing forward your humanness. And sometimes we are trying so hard to compensate for the places that we feel inadequate that we create armoring around ourselves to create I'm fine, everything's fine. And
instead of going deeply into it, instead of showing what we're feeling and who we are, and lo and behold, that's actually where we find our strength and power, by being vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's a beautiful new way to support ourselves. And as more women start talking to each other and really talking about what our actual experience is, and then supporting each other and getting more powerful. And this is what's important. Is I've seen this happen sometimes in women's groups. This is part of my original, like 20 years ago, desire to write this book. Was that sometimes as women we get together and we end up just bitching with each other, of just complaining, of just sharing all the things that aren't working and places that we're upset, and we end up supporting each other and being victimized without even realizing it.
Yes. Oh wow. That's an insight right there. I think it's moving out of that place of feeling victimized, because I think that a lot of women can relate to that, or recognize it on a really subtle level, even if it's subconscious. I know that I definitely do this. I tend to relate to life as a victim, and that's awful. It's a horrible feeling. And whereas at the same time, like, I know that my true self is really powerful. I feel her and I know her, and she comes out a lot. It's just that I will go back behind this story that I tell myself, like, oh, well, I've been through this and I've been through that. And so, and this happened to me. So, and that takes away my power right away, and not to mention my energy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's not about negating what we've been through, but it's about not going, oh, therefore I am broken or not enough, which is where we create the victim. Instead, we change the story and say, I went through this and it actually helped me become stronger, or it made me more compassionate, or it made me be more present with people, to look at what the gifts are of what we've been through, how what we've been through has created strength, rather than looking at it from the lens of, it's now created not enoughness in me, or created all these problems. Yeah. And I think it's really important for women that we support each other in letting ourselves, like, I have a friend that we have an agreement if we need to vent or if we need support. And venting is the conscious, like, I just need to get everything out, and then we can talk about it, or I just need to say it and then I'm done. Okay, so I also don't want to support all of us as women to not go into, I'm just going to pretend that I'm fine all the time because I'm not going to be a victim. Because that doesn't work either. Then we're like shoving part of ourselves down in order to be something we think we're supposed to be. So Warrior Goddess Training is about really accepting all of ourselves fully, accepting the part of us that feels scared, accepting the part of ourselves that wants to be loved so desperately, accepting the part of ourselves that is jealous, whatever we are, whatever arises, to accept all of ourselves, and that none of these things define us, but then we get to choose where we want to put our energy.
And I love that.
We support each other in that way of like, oh, sweetie, you're feeling scared. Talk about it. Okay, now where do you want to put your attention?
And I love
how, you're feeling victimized, let that speak. And now, okay, now where do we want to put our attention?
Right. How can we notice what we're feeling, and then make a conscious choice to focus on something else, empowering. And I love two things. I absolutely do believe that the road to empowerment does involve the support of other women, because I believe that we are all deeply, deeply connected. And I have amazing friends, and I think there's a reason for that. And I feel like, you know, we can all tap into each other more, and like you use the word support more, and use that network that we naturally have to step into our power. That's a gift that we have. And then I know that you keep mentioning the word agreements, and I was wondering if you could talk really briefly about Toltec wisdom, and what is an agreement exactly? Is that part of what Toltec wisdom is? I know from the Four Agreements, I've read that book a while ago, but I'm wondering, is that what you're talking about? Is that what Toltec wisdom is, or is that part of it?
Yeah, it's a part of it for sure. So the Toltecs were a group of people that chose to come together in South and Central Mexico. They're very curious about perception and how we create our reality. So the Toltec path is one of awareness, becoming aware of how we think, how we feel, how we're in relationship to our body and our energy. And one of the foundations is that all of us create agreements, or take on agreements. So it may be that when you were a kid, your mom heard you sing and said, oh, you have a terrible voice, you shouldn't sing. And instead of realizing that's her agreement, we go, oh my God, I have a terrible voice, and we take that on as truth, where it was just mom had a headache that day. And so we take things that happen in our life, and then we decide they're true. They become our agreements. And so then maybe I agree, I'm never going to sing because I don't want to offend anybody and I don't have a good voice.
Wow.
And we do this, you know, we make thousands of agreements without even realizing it sometimes. And so the path of the Toltec is about opening up our awareness to get clear what agreements do we want to keep and which ones don't serve us any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really joyful process of sorting. I think of it as house cleaning. Go through our own internal temple and say, oh, what gets to stay here and what do I want to put out? Just like if you're cleaning a closet, you might realize, oh, this, you know, my mom gave this to me and it never fit me. I'm going to move it on. We have a lot of agreements like that, that when we bring our awareness to them, we can make a conscious choice. And it's that choice that then brings us to our own freedom.
Which is what everyone wants, right? It's love and freedom, which are ultimately the same thing, I believe.
Yeah.
And Heather Ash, we could talk forever, and I actually wish we had more time. But I want to make sure that people, first of all, know where to go to find you. And then also you have a boot camp coming up. And then also if you want to talk about your book, we have about 4 minutes left. So I'm going to mention your websites really quickly. There's heatherashamara.com. and warriorgoddess.com. And would you like to talk about boot camp and anything else that you would like to mention?
Yeah, I would love to. So one of the gifts that I'm doing for folks that buy Warrior Goddess training is there's a 11-day boot camp, online boot camp that I have. Incredible rewiring. So the next one starts January 6th. And it's a little lesson every morning that is an inspiration, is a guide for the day. And there's tasks. And some of the tasks are somewhat challenging. They're simple, but they're to help you find your edge and push beyond it in order to live more from your authenticity. So anybody who's interested, just go to warriorgoddess.com. And if you buy the book online or if you buy it as a gift for a friend, it's a great way to do it too. You can get a boot camp for free. So all that information is on the website.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then, so your book, you said it came out in September. Is that correct? Warrior Goddess Training. Okay.
Yes.
It looks fantastic. And again, so timely and so relevant. And I just want to mention your websites again, heatherashamara.com. That's A-M-A-R-A. Am I saying your last name correctly? I hope so.
You are, yes.
Okay.
You've got it.
Oh, good. That's good. And then your other website for your book, is that correct? Or just in general, warriorgoddess.com? Is it for just specifically for your book? Or
it's got different information on the Warrior Goddess movement, so it's a great place to get more information. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Heather Ash, I cannot thank you enough for being here. This is such an honor, and it was really a true pleasure to meet you today. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. And again, I'd love to have you come back sometime because, again, we got to the root of it, we got to the heart of it. But this topic, and there's so much ground to cover in general. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you everyone for listening, and I hope to speak with you or meet up with you at some point in the future.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks so much, Edie, for all that you give and share, and blessings to everyone that's listening.
Thank you, Heather Ash. I will talk to you in a little bit. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and thanks everyone else for listening. You have been listening to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in and have a beautiful day.